This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفْعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفْعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفْعَلُ بِي إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي وما أنا إلا نذير مبين إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي وما أنا إلا نذير مبين
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back. Today, inshallah, we're going to reflect together upon a beautiful ayah of Surah Al-Ahqaf, chapter number 46, ayah number 9, in which the Almighty Allah says,
قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفْعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ
And it means the word bid'an. You all know bid'ah, which is an innovation, an unprecedented thing. So the Almighty Allah is telling His Prophet ﷺ to say to the Meccans and to everyone whom He is preaching, I'm not an unprecedented messenger. Rather, there have been many messengers before me who have passed. Same meaning was provided in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, ayah number 144. It was aftermath of the Battle of Uhud, when the rumor was spread that the Prophet ﷺ was killed and many Muslims ran off and they left the battlefield. So Allah the Almighty said,
وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ
Allah the Almighty says, Muhammad is not but a messenger whom before him many messengers have passed from Adam to Jesus, peace be upon him. Thousands and thousands of prophets and messengers. Whether he is dead or even if he's got killed like some prophets were killed, would you go back on your heels? And whoever goes back on his heels, yani abandons Islam and belief, it will not harm the Almighty Allah and art. So the ayah begins with that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not the very first messenger. And the Arab were familiar with the fact that many messengers were sent in the peninsula. صالح عليه السلام who had been sent to Thamud, and Hud who had been sent to Ad, Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail who built the Kaaba. قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. So I'm just a messenger. وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفْعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ. And I have no clue what will be done with me or with you. In which respect? يعني in simple English, Allah the Almighty is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell even his followers that I do not know the unseen. I'm just a human being who have been chosen by Allah to convey His message. I don't have an access to know the future or the hidden or the ghaib. In Surah Al-A'raf, chapter number 7, ayah number 188, again the Almighty Allah has commanded Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءِ إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Which means, hey, O Muhammad, to the people, I do not consider myself possessing the power of benefiting myself or harming or protecting myself against any harm. I don't know what is going to happen in the future to me, myself. Have I known the unseen? يعني if I have knew the unseen, the future, لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ, I would have gained much of wealth. وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءِ, and I would have avoided every harm. But the fact of the matter, I'm just nadir, a warner, and bashir, to deliver the glad tidings, لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for people who truly believe. The Sahaba, some of whom, especially the Bedouins, would come to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask him, since you are the Prophet of Allah, I lost my camel, where can I find it? Aren't you a messenger? You should know the unseen, you should know where is my camel. Where is the money which I lost? And some people would come and ask him, who is my father? Like DNA. So sometimes Allah the Almighty will tell the Prophet about Al-Ghaib. But only when the Almighty Allah tells him the Ghaib, Yuha ilay, whenever he receives the revelation. Otherwise, he as a human being has zero access to the unseen, which is exclusively for Allah. The knowledge of the future. And that's why, brothers and sisters, we should not be judgmental of the fate of somebody, even if he's a Muslim, we don't know whether he's going straight to Jannah or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punch him first. We just say, may Allah forgive him. We know for certain that the fate of those who die in a state of disbelief, that they shall not enter paradise, because the Quran has stated that. So once again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى المسيح ابن مريم. Do not exaggerate in my praise, similar to what the Christians did to Jesus, the son of Mary. By the end, they perceived him as God or son of God. You just say, he is a servant of Allah and his messenger. And this is our belief concerning the greatest man who ever walked the earth. He is indeed the final messenger of Allah and his servant. May the greatest peace and salutations be upon him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.